in Nigeria.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has set Thursday, 10th July 2025 as the date for the Mfue constituency parliamentary by-elections in Navushimanda district of Muchinga province. The commission has also announced that ward by-elections in Gweshi ward in Kalulushi district of Copperbelt province, Kimasala ward in Solwezi district of Northwestern province, and Mangunza ward of Chuma district in Southern province will be held on the same date. In a statement, ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga said nominations for the said by-elections will be conducted on Tuesday, 10th June 2025, while the campaign period commences on Wednesday, 11th June 2025, and will end on Wednesday, 9th July 2025. Ms. Luhanga said the by-election in Mfue has arisen due to the conviction by the courts of law of the incumbent Member of Parliament, Maureen Mavonga. She said the vacancies in the three wards are due to resignations and death of councillors. The Office of Auditor General has announced that a comprehensive forensic audit into the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency has been concluded and submitted to relevant law enforcement agencies for further investigations and appropriate action. Office of the Auditor General, Head of Public Relations, Ellen Chikale, says the finding reveals systematic operations weaknesses at ZAMSA. In a statement, Ms. Chikale says to support institutional reform, the report has been shared with the Ministry of Health to guide the implementation of the corrective action and strengthen internal controls. She has explained that forensic reports are not issued to the public, but law enforcement agencies to help with prosecution. President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the Zambia-China partnership in economic development following the relaunch of the Luvambe deep shaft at Luvambe mine in Chivilavombwe district on the Copperbelt province. Speaking during the relaunch, President Hichilema has reiterated the significance of the Zambia-China partnership, which has seen the revamping of the Mulungushi textiles and shaft 28, among other investments. The head of state says the partnership with JCHX on Luvambe mine will see the mine embracing technology in the exploration of the minerals, bring about value addition, and help Zambia in achieving this year's target of 1 million metric tons of copper production.
Our partnership at the APEC, China-Zambia partnership, is working. It's seen, not just talked about, through these projects. 28 shafts, the work we're doing together in many other investments, Mulungushi Textiles Revival, and I'll be commissioning that factory very soon. This is our partnership. Yes, Kwenyu. Indeed. Talking is easy. Many can talk, but very few get things done. And this partnership is delivering in many ways.
Meanwhile, Minister of Mines and Mineral Development, Paul Kavosue, has announced that the relaunch of Luvambe Copper Mine Limited has led to an increase in government shareholding from 20% to 30%, a move he said brings new hope and opportunities not only for the Copperbelt province, but for the country as a whole.
The current investor embraced your message of bringing in new technologies, and that is why we are sinking two more shafts, so that expansion of this mine can give birth to more productivity and profitability for this mine. This is a typical joint venture for the Zambian government, and we have increased shareholding from what was 20% to now 30%. This mine will be producing more concentrates that will feed into the value addition vision that you've given.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the continued reliance on unemployed resident doctors to provide essential medical services in over 50% of public hospitals under voluntary arrangements. Association President Dr. Paul Chiwe has acknowledged and commended the dedication of these doctors to patient care, but warns that this situation is unsustainable without clear commitment and engagement from the relevant authorities. In a statement, Dr. Chibuye has announced that the association has resolved that all volunteer resident doctors will withdraw from their respective sites effective Monday, 2nd June 2025. He has emphasized that this decision was not made lightly, but stems from the urgent need to address the long-standing issue of unpaid medical labor and to secure fair working conditions for their members. Chief Mavumba of Mansa District in Luapula Province has distanced himself and other Luapula chiefs from Chief Chisunka's endorsement of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, which was recently made public. In a statement, the traditional leader has clarified that the endorsement was solely made by Chief Chisunka and was not shared with him, nor with many other chiefs. He has expressed surprise that Chief Chisunka made the communique public without consulting or sharing it with anyone else. Chief Mavumba has stressed the importance of building national consensus on the matter, emphasizing that the constitution belongs to the people. The traditional leader has since urged the government not to rush the amendment process, insisting that any changes should only move forward once the Zambian people have reached an agreement on both the process and the proposed amendments.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Ministry of Agriculture says the decline in cotton production over the years has hindered investment in the textile industry. Speaking on behalf of the Permanent Secretary during the launch of the guidelines for decent work in the cotton subsector in Zambia, Ministry Director of Policy and Planning, Emma Malao, has indicated that the government is taking steps to rejuvenate the subsector. She said these efforts include restoring the operations of China Mulungushi Textiles and amending the Cotton Act.
We have also noted that the subsector is vulnerable to climate-related shocks and market volatility. These factors pose significant challenges and impact the sector's performance and economic growth. As a result, the cotton tax sector has a registered decline in production over the years. This decline has deterred investment in the textile industry.
And Ministry of Labour and Social Security Director of Human Resources, Jean Chilengi, has disclosed that the ministry is in the process of developing guidelines to implement specific measures outlined in the National Employment and Labour Market Policy of 2019 and the National Agriculture Policy of 2016, aimed at promoting decent work across various sectors of the economy.
You may be aware that the government, through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, is implementing the Zambia Decent Work Country Program, which anchors our efforts in mainstreaming decent work across sectors. In this regard, these guidelines have been developed to operationalize specific measures in the National Employment and Labour Market Policy of 2019 and the National Agriculture Policy of 2016 on decent work in various sectors of the economy. Therefore, these guidelines have been developed to provide policy direction anchored on the following principles of decent work. 1. Promotion of jobs and enterprises. 2. Guaranteeing rights at work. 3. Extension of social protection. And 4. Promotion of social dialogue.
Meanwhile, Cotton Board of Zambia Chief Executive Officer Raymond Mpundu has expressed concern over the low buying prices of cotton, which he believes have discouraged farmers from growing the crop.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 110 people have died in floods caused by torrential rain in central Nigeria, officials have told the BBC. The head of the Niger State Emergency Management Agency, Abdullahi Babaara, said the rainfall lasted for several hours. He added that surging flood water submerged and washed away over 50 residential houses with their occupants. The BBC has more.
The United Nations has warned that 100% of the population of the Gaza Strip is at risk of famine. Jens Lerke of the UN Humanitarian Agency, OCHA, said Gaza was the hungriest place on earth. The World Food Programme has accused Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces of repeatedly shelling